Yeah, it has been averted, thankfully. However, it was very serious over the last number of days, as the pathologist had given notice to the hospital authorities in Letterkenny that if the upgrading of the mortuary did not go to tender, that they were withdrawing their services from Wednesday next. And that meant that all of the 150 per year postmortems in Donegal would have to be carried out in Sligo. And that, of course, from a practical point of view, made no sense. But it was on the verge of this. I was asked to become involved, had discussions with the county coroner, the pathologist and the HSE, culminating in an assurance yesterday evening from the HSE estates that it would go to tender. All the paperwork's in place. The design has been carried out. So therefore, it will go to tender within a matter of weeks.
Were pathologists really serious about this? Were they set to stop carrying out postmortems?
They were very serious, as I've spoken with them. And it wasn't a question of them taking this lightly. This has gone on for a number of years. And it was discussed at the HSE estates budget meeting earlier in the year. And it was decided that they didn't have the funding to do it. However, they have now decided yesterday that they would proceed with this. And it's good news all around.
And you're saying it's going to tender. Any idea when the new mortuary will be complete?
Well, it'll possibly be a good part of the year, but they'll be able to work around it. There's three phases and they'll work consecutively. So I would hope by the end of the year it will be well advanced. We'll have a new state-of-the-art mortuary there. And any issues in relation to health and safety, then all of those will have been overcome.